Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schluss for Amir Amrash and Shiichu. Schluss for Fuz Chayu Chavit Fega, Bas Michal Disbasi, Lenishmas, Nelly Bas Yaakov. And the Mishnah in the Sechis Kedushin on Daf and Beis says, HaMakadish B'chelkoi, if somebody's Makadish in Isha, is Chelik of Kodshim, whether it's Kachim Kachim, whether it's Kachim Kalim, she's not Mikudeshis. Frek Toysvis, Yim Toymer Migol Me Mekadish Am Nasha Radayach L'Shultan the Mikudesh Tav Kishilam Atzim L'Klum El Shasa L'Hanoi. Why is this any different than someone who says to a woman, I'm going to speak to you, to the government, to a government agent. So, you see that when you do an action on someone's behalf, in other words, the Gemara says she's not Mekudeshes, because it's moment gavoa. It's moment gavoa, it's not their own. But still, he benefited the woman, because he gave her mamon gavoa to eat. She can eat it, and she should be able to be mekudeshes. You're right, it's mamon gavoa, but he benefited her, just like if he benefited her by speaking to the shilton, she's mekudeshes. He also benefits her by giving her his kachim. She can eat it, she should be mekudeshes. Rishleimar, that's Tosis Kasha. And for Taisvus, Yeshlam and the Lord Dami, Lassim Yacholit al Schar and the Dibura of Avikil and Nasim Akut, Valacha Tavis Hanayin and Mishaloi, Laman Gabov and Yacholit Kachmom and Mehanasha Asola. Taisvus answers that you can't compare, because there he can get money for speaking to the government agent on her behalf. And therefore it's like he gave her a pruta by speaking on her behalf. But here, the Tavis Hana is not his. In other words, he has no right. It's not considered his, the Tovus Hana, that he should be able to sell it to somebody else. He's not allowed to get money for this. It's a mamon gavoa. Ben yochel likach mamon me'anash asala. He can't take mamon from this hana that he gave her. Melech shenamak udash. He can take money for speaking to the shilton, but he can't take money here. Melech for the shilton, when he speaks to the shilton, she's mekudashes. But here, since he can't take money, she's not mekudashes. So since Yishanim writes, talking about kachim. Kachim kalim she can eat, but kachim kachim, there's a shava pruta because it can be sold to a kohen. So since she could sell it to a kohen, why isn't she mekudeshes? No, but it's mamon gavoa, and therefore it's not mekudeshes, and you can't compare that to amanasha dabra laich l'shilton. That's Tais Yishanim. We still have to understand. Sof, the woman is nene. What the Makadish gave her, and this hanah is for the shavu pruta, and he caused her this hanah. So she'd be willing to give a pruta to enjoy this meat. She'd be able to earn a pruta if she sold the meat. So Mimela, she should be able to be Mekudeshes. She can only eat this because it was given to her. So why isn't she mekudeshes with this hana? So Sarash writes, "Keva kevin sheneuchal lechol lem ken noisin lem ken yesh hana su shavu pruta." She only can get hana. She can only eat it if he gives it to her. So she's getting hana v'shavu pruta, and she should be mekudeshes. Shalom to the Lord. Damid asim roi litol schar pula zula kachave kilu yav leschar pula. So there, by the darbalach l'shiltoin, he could take He could take schar pe'ula, he could take money for doing what he does. But here, kevdin amech chol alav, amechav elitin lekuah, pidin enet shavar putla mikrimam lo evla midi. But here, it's not called a mecher. You don't have to give anything. When you get what belongs to Hekdesh, when you get kachim, you don't have to pay for it. Even though she's nene shava pruta, since it's not something that you pay for, it's not called mammon. It's not called that he gave her anything. Similarly, in the Tosas Tuch, the hasam havikum apol shoroi litin laschaber davar lach l'shulton. It's like a poel that you can be paid. V'achem roi litin al zekem v'din mechol. If it's not, it doesn't have a shame mecher. It doesn't have a shame mecher. Since it doesn't have a shame mecher, memela shenamakudashes. So it appears what Tosis means is, explains Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Agoyin Reb Nosson Zatzal, that HaMakadosh B'Chelko, what the Rishonim mean is, that HaMakadosh B'Chelko Einu Mekudeshes, because the Makadesh gave his chelik b'kachim, and since it's not the moment of the Makadesh, so he didn't give anything of his money, and there's no Kedusha Kesef that we require that the Makadesh should give Kesef his own, what are you going to say? Oh, the woman was Marvich HaShav Pruta, because she would give a Pruta to be Makabel this Hana. Now she didn't have to give a pruta, so she got it for free. So it's like the husband gave her a pruta. That's not true, because b'emes, the woman doesn't have to give to the Makadesh anything for being makabel his chelik in the kachim. That even if the Baal made it tonight and he said, "I'm giving you my chelik and kachim on condition that you give me a pruta," and the woman ate it, she doesn't have to give the pruta, because what he gave her is not his mamon. It's not the mamon of the Makadesh, and it's not like adaber laich l'shulton. There she has to actually give a pruta. But here she doesn't have to give anything to the Makadish for being Makabalas Chelik in the Kachin, because this Chelik is not Mamun Shel HaBaal. So it turns out that he didn't give her anything. The woman is Vizchayiv, give him a Pruta. And Nimsa Shel Ravicha Pruta Adya Makadish Yerte Echol Echol Chelik Zaf Lonesin as Pruta. So it emerges that she wasn't Marvicha Pruta through the Makadish. She could have eaten this even without Nesin as a Pruta. We can say even more than that, that even if the woman would snatch the chelik of the kachin from Makadish and eat without his rishus, it wouldn't be gazlan, since the chelik kachin is not the moment of the coin it gives you, makabel his chelik from Hekdesh, it's not his. Not that it says later on, 53a, Ma'ase bechad shechatav chelko b'chelik chavero, Mekonos ben chatzan ad yomoso, not because he was a gazlan, he snatched his friend's portion, it's not because he was a gazlan, they'd call him a gazlan, al chamsin, who gives money, he's not a gazlan, they call him ben chamsin, because he prevented his friend from doing the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. As hopefully we'll see when we get up to that Gemara, but he's not together Gazlan. So it emerges that the woman wasn't Makabal anything in the Kaddish when he gave her his chelik, because she could have even snatched the Baal Korchoi. And therefore it's not like a Dabra like L'Shilton, there she has to pay. However, Yesh La'ayin, the Ran writes later on in Vava and Beitz, Gavim Moichu and Mekidesh B'Dmeh Mekudeshes, the Afagav to L'Moichu Atzim Asur Mrak L'Cheirin Mutter, Yikol Mokom in Mekudeshes, he's referring to the Mishnah when it says that he sold the Surah Hana. If a person sold the Surah Hana, and he was Makadish with the money, she's Mekudashes. And even though the Malchar Atzmo Tzasir Tim, it's a Surah Hana. Kadish Borla, the Kilah Kara, Mishur Aniska, Tzipar Mitzara, Serum Nazir. So the Damim, he sells this money, the money's also to the Makadish. But she's allowed to be Nana from the Damim. Since she was Nana because of him, she's a Mikudashis. Like someone who's Makadish Begezel Da'achirim. Like someone steals from someone else, and is Mekadesh a woman. So since it's Yerush Bailam, she could be Nana. When it goes into her Rishus, she's Mekudeshes, because she got, even though he can't be Nana, but she could be Nana. So here also, and when you sold the Surah Hana, the Makadish can't be Nana from the money, because he sold the Surah Hana, that's how he got the money, But when he gives it to the woman, she could be Nana. So since she was Nana because of him, his Mekudesh is based on this Mishnah Melech writes, famous Mishnah Lamelech, a woman's a Cholam Mesukenes. A woman's a Cholam Mesukenes. She's a dangerously ill woman. She's allowed to eat a Surah Hanan, and man was Bekadish of a Surah Hanan, she Mekudesh. So we can say that even though the husband is not worth anything, he didn't give her anything, nevertheless, she was Nana because she's sick. She could be Nana, merely she's Mekudeshes. So, if that's true, why don't we? So, here also with Mochwan, Kiddush B'dmeya Mekudeshes. In other words, as long as she's Nana from him, she could be Mekudeshes. So, here also, Gamma Kaddish B'chak, even though the Mekadish isn't giving her anything, it's not his mama. Nevertheless, since I'll call upon him, the woman is Nana, it's Mimasha Nasan La'Baal, he should be Mekudeshes. Hi, what are you going to say? She could have snatched it. Nechinami. But now the Maisa, the Hana came to her because of him. Shri Mukudashis. So it must be that Taisus doesn't hold to the Svar of the Ran. He's Enachinami. She's getting Hana because of him. He's not giving her anything. She's getting Hana because of him. But since he's not giving her anything, she's not Mekudeshes. But according to the Ran, if she's getting Hana from him, even though he's not giving her anything, she would be Mekudeshes. So, this Taisus is, and this whole Sugya of Mekadesh B'chelkoi is a real, huge, huge sugya. You do a search just in the Yitzhar Chachma on Mekadesh B'chelkoi, you only get 10,290 different mentions in various form. 10,290. So that means that it's to a Sachvas Tzuled in the Rabbi Yisai. 5,188 Sfarim. It's mamish, not normal. So Memela, we hopefully will continue plunging through this incredibly interesting sugya. And we will see continuing the flies, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Pateras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.